Mr. Mike Bolin, somebody did some praying for me. We're about 6 minutes out of the top of the hour, 2 o'clock. I have a very special guest, very recognizable voice on the air with me right now, bass singer Mike Holcomb. Sir, how you doing today?
I'm better than I deserve, Angela. How are you doing?
I'm sure we could all say that. I'm too blessed to be stressed and better than we deserve. Sir, you have been singing gospel music and singing those low-down bass tones for many, many years, of course, with the Inspirations and most recently with the Old Time Preachers Quartet.
I'm doing real good, doing real good. I've been blessed. I got to hear two of my favorite preachers preach today, and it's just been a really good time.
Now, I understand you're going to be in the Wilkes area this weekend.
Yes, we are. We're going to be White Plains Baptist Church over in Roaring River Sunday night.
And I know you invite everyone to come out. Now, how many years have you traveled in Southern gospel music?
Oh, goodness. 46 now.
46 years. So you started singing when you were three, is that right?
Oh, man. You know, everything in my life seemingly has been a long time ago now.
I can relate to that, sir.
I get it all the time, no matter where I'm singing or whether I'm preaching. I get people come up to me and say, you know, my grandma took me to hear you sing when I was just little. And some of those folks look like they're, you know, got one foot on the banana peel, the other in the grave.
I understand. When I started in radio, I played 45 records and 33 and a third albums, and if you mention that to today's youngins, they look at you like you're from another planet. So I understand completely, yeah. In fact, I think I think my parents had the 8-track carts with Inspirations on those.
Oh, I remember those well, too. And those things were... They were designed to be commercials for radio stations. They weren't designed to play. And most of the time, they only played about 3 times till it broke. But anyway.
Yes, I got really good at replacing pads in those 8-track carts playing commercials in radio. But anyway, now you've been with the Old Time Preachers Quartet for how long?
Well, really, we've just been singing a little over 2 years.
Tell us who makes up the group.
Les Butler is actually the manager and coordinator for the quartet. It was his idea to begin the quartet, and he talked to me about it 5 or 6 years ago. And at that time, it just wasn't the right time, you know. And then after the Lord directed me to leave where I was, and be honest, that was just plain and simple. He just said, your season there is over. And I left the Inspirations, and about 8-9 months after that, Les called me and said, would this be a better time? And, you know, there was no breaks, and there didn't seem to be any reservations about it at the time. So I said, yeah, this would probably be a good time. But Les sings baritone, plays the piano, and does most of the MC work. And then we've had Lee McNeil, preacher, young preacher boy from Mechanicsville, Virginia, has been singing lead. And Brother Tim Owens from Chattanooga has been singing tenor. And we're just, you know, having a good time, enjoying the Lord and enjoying singing the kind of music that we love. It's the old-time kind of music, the old-fashioned kind of quartet singing that we do. We don't do anything that could be even thought about as being contemporary. And so, you know, if folks enjoy that, and I'm believing there's a whole lot of folks that still enjoy that kind of music.
Oh, absolutely.
I'd love to have them come and visit with us. And you know, it is the Old Time Preachers Quartet. All of us are preachers, and we haven't been in a service yet that somebody didn't get the itch and preach for a while. So
amen. I love good preaching,
and that's what we do. And we just try to go and enjoy the Lord and try to be a blessing to people and encourage them in the things of God. I'm glad we still serve a God that is able to do it exceeding abundantly above all we could ever ask or think.
Amen.
And we just enjoy presenting Him. And when He comes by and where two or three are gathered together in His name, He's always there.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. That's the word. And again, the Old Time Preachers Quartet will be at White Plains Baptist Church in Roaring River. That's this weekend. When?
Sunday at 7 p.m.
Sunday at 7 p.m. So be sure and go out and hear Brother Mike, a legendary bass singer in gospel music, and just a joy to hear and to listen to him, whether he's preaching or singing. Just going to have a great time in the Lord with the Old Time Preachers Quartet. Mike, thank you, sir, for checking in with us today.
Well, I'm glad you gave me the opportunity to tell you. I appreciate what you do, and I appreciate the dear folks that listen to gospel music and enjoy what it has to say to our heart.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, in fact, and speaking of which, let's go ahead and just have a song by the Old Time Preachers Quartet, Ride This Ship to the Shore. Mike, thank you so much. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
Some say that you don't have to mention the blood. That's just too old-fashioned anymore. Well, they got here too late. I'm already on. So many before me rode it safely o'er. Jesus the captain has lost, no, not one. So I'll ride this ship to the shore. From that crimson flow, confessions at Calvary cleanse every sin stain and makes one whiter than snow. I'm riding this old ship of Zion. So many before me rode it safely o'er. Jesus the captain has lost, no, not one. So I'll ride this ship to the shore. I'm riding this old ship of Zion. So many before me rode it safe.